the common question I often come across when delivering sessions or when I am teaching people about storytelling is, how do I select a story? How do I know a story that this story is going to fit or is not going to fit in this particular scenario? So in this episode, I am going to share with you some of the consideration, some of the techniques, some of the reasons that you can use to select your story. Let's get started. Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Confident Storytelling Podcast. And today I'm going to share one of the major roadblocks when people decide that yes, I understand story is very, very important and I must tell story. But the next major block that comes is that, what story should I tell? Should I tell this story or should I tell that story? Should my story be more emotional? Should my story be more logical? What kind of stories? And today I'm going to share with you some of the consideration that I personally take myself, and I tell my students as well, to doing the selection of the story. Now let's get started. So the very first thing when it comes to selecting a story is, what is the purpose of the story? Why are you telling this story? What is that big idea? What is the major thing that you want to cover? Now, if you don't even know the purpose, then it's going to be very, very difficult for you to select a story. Now, the purpose could be many things. For example, the purpose could be you are trying to sell to your customer. The purpose could be you are trying to entertain your audience. The purpose could be you are going to motivate the students. The purpose could be you are raising fund for a charity. But you should know what is the main reason you are telling a story. This, I think, is the very first criteria. Because if you don't even know why you are telling story, then you are most likely going to tell a story which probably they don't even care. So the very first thing that you must think about it is the purpose of the story. Now, when you're clear with the purpose of the story, the second question comes is, who is the audience? Knowing the orientation of the audience. Now, some of the consideration when you're thinking about the audience could be that, what is their demography? Which part of the world that majority of the audience belong to? What are some of their dreams, some of their desires, some of their pains, some of their fears? What are some of the must do's and must not to do's? What are some of the taboos? I know a place where somebody from a very reputed speaking organization, the head of the organization had to resign because she went to Africa and told a story about human slave which didn't go with the audience. So knowing what to tell and more importantly what not to tell is also very, very important. So the second criteria that you should use to select a story is knowing the audience, knowing who are there, who's going to sit, and where are you going to speak, when are you going to speak. Also knowing that, what is happening, right? Is this an event which is where people are really serious? Now, you don't want to be that funny guy over there, because if it is a serious matter, you want to tell a serious story over there. Or if it is a place where people are really charged up, they're excited, they're energetic, at that time you don't want to tell a story which is too emotional. So you have to think about the room as well, the place where you're going to tell story. So knowing your audience, knowing the place you're going to tell story is also equally important. So far we have covered 2 points. Number one is, what is the purpose of the story? And number two is the audience orientation. Now, what is the third criteria for selecting a story is the priority of the story. How much story is required there, right? Because you want to make sure that you are catering to the priorities, right? If the story is catering to the priority of the audience, it is under their strategic priorities, it's going to be taken up well. But if it is not, then you might lose your credibility as well. Sorry if I'm using some strong words over there, but your stories also have to be strategic. Storytelling, as they say, is an art as well as a science, and this is where the science part also comes into very much picture, where you need to be strategic. You need to be very, very cautious of what stories are you telling. Now, once you have done that, the fourth step that comes into selecting a story is the uniqueness of solution or uniqueness of story. Now, let's say you are telling a story. There are two possibilities. Either the audience may already be aware of the story, or they may not be aware of the story. And if the audience is not aware of the story, that's great. But again, the question comes that are you bringing a wow factor in that? When you're telling the story, people like, wow, I love that story. I had never heard that story, but I really enjoyed that. And the other state is where people actually know the story, but you are putting your unique twist to that. I remember, I saw a blog post or something where we all have heard that hare and tortoise story, but it was a story with a twist where in the end they talk about collaboration, where the hare sits on top of tortoise and they both cross the road, and then the hare walks fast, runs fast, so that they find a unique solution. And it was a common story, but with a unique twist. So what is the uniqueness of your story? How unique you are? That also helps you to select the story. The next question after this comes, which is where a lot of value comes into the picture, and that is, what is the kind of value that you are delivering? What is the major highlights? Let's say you are doing a corporate storytelling and you are trying to propose a solution. Now, is your story highlighting the right feature? Is your story telling the major benefits of using their product? That's when the value delivery becomes very, very important. So the fifth criteria for you to select a story is the story showing the features, the benefit, the right feature, the right benefit of the solution, of the product, of the services. And the last criteria that is often ignored, but I believe it's equally important, and it's equally keeps your audience resonated with you, is the authenticity. Is your story authentic? Are they able to believe in your story? Are they able to say in their mind that, okay, this story seems like a true story, or this might be a made up story? I know I have been on both sides of it. I know a lot of people do. They make up stories, and somehow subconsciously we can figure out whether a story is a true story or whether it's a made up story. I highly recommend that do not use the makeup story. That does not build trust, and then more importantly, if people find out that it's a makeup story, it can truly break the trust that you have developed over the years. The other part of this is how much vulnerability you want to show. How much do you want to show that, okay, I was going through this sensitive situation, I was going through this particular phase, am I okay to share this or not? This is very interesting, because once I was having a session and one of the audience member asked me that, okay, I have a lot of stories where I have gone through pain and I'm not comfortable, and people keep asking me to share personal story. How much personal I'm supposed to share the story? And my answer to her was, only as personal as you can. which means that you should only share story which you are comfortable. You shouldn't get into the pressure of just because everybody else is showing a vulnerable story, you also need to share only what you are comfortable. As they say, you don't need to show actually your wound, you can show your scar, which means that if you're going through a challenging time, unless you purposefully want to do that, I would say do not share that, because there is no lesson out of it. But say you went through a challenging time and you had your lessons learned, now this has become a scar which you can openly share with people, that see, this is what I went through and this was my solution and this is my lesson learned. Now that is something that audience would look forward to, because audience is always asking WIIFM, which means what's in it for me. So those are the six pillars when it comes to selecting a story: knowing the purpose, knowing your audience, knowing the priority, knowing how unique your story is, what is the value that the story is delivering, and how authentic is your story. If your story are meeting these criteria in the right proportion, then you might be able to select a story. So thank you so much. And if you want to become a part of a community where we really love to share a story, where we really improve and help each other, then consider joining the Confident Storytelling Hub, because we are a unique community where I am helping the community through the community model, through live coaching that we do every week, through the courses that we have, through the certification and challenges. It's a unique blend, and feel free to check it out at school.confidentstorytellinghub.com. And as I say every time, until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep going out of your comfort zone. I'll see you in the next episode of Confident Storytelling Podcast.